Hello, my name is Ari Gordon, and this is MES in 5. Today, I will be discussing the dilemma of disclosing information to a terminally ill patient. So, the first source that writes on this topic is Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who, in the last volume of his Responsa collection, deals with a situation involving a patient occupying an intensive care unit bed. Now, beds in the intensive care unit are limited, and this patient, who presumably had a terminally illness, needed to be moved to another room in favor of a patient who could benefit from the comprehensive care provided in the ICU. So, the question was brought to Rav Moshe Feinstein, could the patient be moved? And he answered that if in the process of moving the patient were to recognize he is being relegated to another room with less care, and by this recognition he may develop anxiety or emotional distress upon being moved, and he might realize that his illness is terminally ill, then moving this patient is prohibited. So this begs the question, when resources are limited, then why relegate them to a patient who cannot benefit from them? But regardless, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it is forbidden to reveal the terminal nature of an illness to the patient by either word or deed. And this prohibition is grounded in consideration of tua hadat, which is a concern for the emotional distress or anguish produced by such disclosure. Now, the arguments for disclosing information are plentiful. There are four main arguments for disclosing such information. The first consists of a simple denial of the phenomenon of tua hadat, a belief that emotional distress is not a life-shortening factor. From a scientific perspective, that by disclosing such information, regardless of any emotional distress or anguish, it will not shorten one's life. The second argument in favor is that truthful information is actually beneficial, not detrimental to the patient. An article published in the British Medical Journal discusses the disclosure of terminal information and states that even the bleakest prognosis might serve to either eliminate fear and anxiety or at least reduce those feelings. In the event that the information is disclosed to the patient, then the patient would have the opportunity to then do vidoy and to prepare his will and so on and so forth. Now, the third argument is that a patient has a right to know, regardless of how bleak their prognosis might be. And the fourth has to do with the way in which the information is withheld. If it is withheld by the use of an outright lie, then that is immoral, because lying is considered a sin. So, what does one do when having to tell a patient that their illness is terminal? We believe that a physician should tell the truth, not because the patient has the right to know. No such right actually is recognized by Judaism. And the halacha concerning the idea that a patient does not have the right to know could be found in a responsa of Rabbi Betzel Stern and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Braun. So, we believe a physician should tell the patient their prognosis, because in failing to do so, one might become involved in either a subterfuge or an outright lie, which is a grave sin. We find a pasuk regarding lying in Exodus 23:7, which declares that one must keep thee far from a false matter. So one must refrain from lying. But in disclosing the information, the physician has no right to tell the patient that there is nothing that can be done for him and that there is no hope. So it's an inherent contradiction. We disclose terminal information, but we don't give up hope. This MES in 5 was adapted from the book Bioethical Dilemmas, A Jewish Perspective by Rabbi J. David Blech. Thank you.